Greetings, Apostle and Prophet, and greetings all brothers and sisters in the Lord. Amen. Well, I'm just going to share briefly. Papa Bless, please help me with time there, please. And then we'll be... I'm just going to share briefly, and then we'll get into a time of prayer. Amen. So this song has been in my heart. Maybe some of you have heard it or not, but it's a very easy song to catch in connection to the little sharing that I'm gonna do now. Oh, my help has come. 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 Oh, season has come. Oh, my season has come. Oh, my season has come. Oh, my season. Oh, Kirjath Jerim came and fetched up the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill and sanctified Eliezer his son to keep the ark. Very interesting part right there. I wasn't going there, but just something that just jumps up, that those who keep the ark are sanctified. It's not just everybody who is allowed to keep the ark of God, but those who have been sanctified, set apart, are the ones who are called to come and keep and be keepers of the ark or the altar of the Lord. And it came to pass while the ark abode in that name Kirjath Jearim that the time was long for it, 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, If ye do right unto the Lord with all your heart, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Ashtaroth, and served the Lord only. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord, and fasted on that day, and said, there we have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together at Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he may save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it as a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord of Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, very interesting part, then the Philistines drew near to the battle against the Israelites. But the Lord thundered. This is a very interesting part. We know stories where the children of Israel started fighting. I mean, the Philistines or the enemy started fighting each other. But this time, very interesting, meaning as they were approaching, all of a sudden, there was a great thunder on that day upon the Philistine, and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. So God intervened there. And through his divine intervention, the enemy was destroyed supernaturally. And the men of Israel went out to Mizpah and pursued the Philistine and smote them until they came under Bethkar. And now the song we are just singing now, verse 12. Then Samuel took a stone and set it before Mizpah and Shen, and called the name of the place Ebenezer. Saying, hitherto had the Lord helped us. You know, let me just finish. So the Philistines were subdued and they came no more unto the coast of the Israel. So that was a real beating, such that they didn't even attempt it again. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistine all the days of Samuel. And the city which the Philistines had taken, this is another part, and the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, from Ekron even unto Gath. And the coast thereof did Israel deliver out of the hand of the Philistine, out of the hand of the enemy. And of course, there was peace between Israel and the Amorites, it says. Just one, two or three things that I just want to highlight for us this morning before we pray. We see God's intervention as God's people return to Him. We see God intervening in a supernatural way. And I think we've been on this month where we've been on the theme that says that we are committed. Was that 30 minutes? Oh, 30, please. You can deduct whatever has been gone already. I'm seeing like, yo, it's finished already. Oh, it's count up. Okay, sharp. It's fine. Thank you. Okay. So one piece, part of the story, we see the one I just mentioned, the sanctification. So we have to be allow the Lord to sanctify us and set us apart so that we can minister unto Him, blah, 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 the altar. Yes. The second part that we see in this story is that the children of Israel were under siege. Interestingly, here's the second part as I go in the order. The second thing is that as they return to God, the enemy starts coming for them. So as they commit to the things of God, there's now destruction. And destruction is warfare, according to Apostle. Very interesting that as the children of God fix their things with God and begin to come in right alignment, the enemy begins to attack them. Obviously to move their focus from God because they were now scared and now and then all that. But very interestingly, the next part of the story, we see that as they have now committed and they are in right alignment with the, in this particular case, the priest, which is now Samuel, the entire nation is in alignment and they have, of course, walking together. They took his counsel of them coming back to God. We see that now as the enemy comes approaching them this time around, unlike before, we just see God's intervention. So from them committing to God, the enemy approaches, but this time, instead of them just fighting as always, there is a divine intervention first that scatters the enemy. And then what happens is that they come and destroy the enemy and finishes the enemy off. The next part that happens from that story is that everything that had been stolen, the land, the cities, interesting, the cities that had been taken are restored back to them. They are restored back to them. They're very interesting. It says from Ekron even unto Gath. Even the coasts thereof did Israel deliver out of the hand of the Philistine. Very interesting words. It doesn't say that God deliver it out of the hands of the Philistine. It says Israel. Israel was empowered by God, or by the presence of God in their lives. They were now empowered to go and possess certain things that were taken from them. Hallelujah. Oh, I skipped a part. Of course, we always, even we have a song, Ebenezer, Kuzegwala Unati, but I never realized that Ebenezer means much more than just God has been with us. It speaks of God's help having come through. So this is the children of God, of Israel, the children of God were able to do what they were able to do because God sent help. It is the help of God that emboldened them or empowered them to be able to go and possess things that were taken from them. I love it when it says cities. Think about it, Joburg coming back, Pretoria, that's a city in our context. I don't know if it was a different dimensions or measurements with them, what cities looked like in their time. But think about cities. Can you just think of Joburg city, Tswane city? Let's just say the entire Gauteng just being restored. And any other territory. I'm not talking about just here, man, like a few kilometers. A city, that's like a serious territory being restored by reason of coming back to the Lord, being committed back to the Lord, coming back to the Lord, and you begin to see this beginning to happen. What am I saying here? I don't know. This song just really came into my heart that, as I was preparing this message also, that God has sent help for us. And I'm sharing this story to show you what God's kind of help begins to do in the lives of His people. They were under siege. They were dispossessed. But by reason of the help of God, things that they had lost were restored to them. Hallelujah. And I believe and I'm declaring that it is the help of God has come for us in Jesus' mighty name. And the things that we had previously lost are being restored to us. I'm not sure if a city is just trying to show you the magnitude that God is willing to go to. Cities. So when I don't know what your thing is, and of course I know it's important, but if a city can be restored, bruh, how much more, whatever it is, whether it's money, whether it's, some form of possession that you once had, look at it in comparison to a city. If God's restoration goes to the level of restoring cities, whatever is bothering you in your own life, I can guarantee you it is nothing to go for God to restore. Hallelujah. And may the Lord restore everything that the enemy had taken. May we begin to possess back everything that the enemy has taken from us. It speaks about the city. I don't know what. Let me show you. Remember when God said to David, pursue and you shall recover all. They had went into his house. They didn't only destroy the city. They had messed up things. So you're not only getting the city as an empty shell, but even things that were stolen from the city, they are coming back. May the Lord cause everything that was lost in the process of the city being stolen be restored. The peace, the joy, the sleepless, everything. May the Lord cause this restoration. May this help that has come with such magnificent power in the mighty name of Jesus. And may we begin to see this thunderous. The Bible says, even with the other one, who was that one who was trying to curse Israel? And the Bible says that you cannot curse what God has blessed, because the shout of the Lord is in their midst. Hallelujah. And now I just want to just run quickly, just connect this to the faith. Remember, these things are not, we have not left faith and now we are committed. It's a journey. It's all part of the same thing. So we are still on the faith subject, because the just shall live by faith, and without faith we cannot please God. So I just want to also connect this to another story of blind Bartimaeus. I want to extract something from that story. As I just share briefly about faith that I'm seeing from this story of blind Bartimaeus. I won't read it because of time, but there's a couple of things that happens when Bartimaeus hears that Jesus has come. Help, Jesus, help, connected. Bartimaeus recognizes that help is approaching, or help is in the zone. And one of the things that Bartimaeus begins to do, the Bible says that when you read the scripture, it says that Bartimaeus began to shout with a loud voice. So there is a voice of faith. That's what I'm extracting from that. There is a shout of faith. There is a shout of namhlanje, today is my day. He had heard, I guess, about Jesus, because he wouldn't have shouted for Vusi just passing around. He probably knew something about Jesus, that he is busy helping people, he is doing some miraculous and mighty things, and he happens to be in my zone this time. And what the first thing that happens when he recognizes, this is connected to what I just said, Basics. Jesus is a form of help. So when he recognizes that help has come, he shouts and calls for the help. Hey, I'm right here, help. Help, I am here. And the next thing that happens when he screams and shouts and says, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many begin to rebuke him and say, shush, 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 shush. So I'm saying to you today, your help has come. And others are going to tell you something different to what I'm saying to you. But check. People who recognize that help has come, look at how their response is towards help. He doesn't even allow their rebuke or their whatever shaming, their whatever to cause him to be shaken or be fazed by whatever they are saying. He continues to scream out and shout and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. The next thing, help recognizes where he is, and help turns his attention to him. And what then happens is that Jesus begins to release a word. So when help comes, it comes with a word for you. All right? So when help comes, it doesn't just... And the help now was... what did Jesus say? Let's see. Son of David, come have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and said, call him. All right? So they called him to be... they called the blind man to cheer up and come to Jesus. So here, I've written about five things or so that I'm extracting from this story. So when help was coming, Bartimaeus perceived it. It's important for you to perceive help. Secondly, he began to have an inward conversation clearly with himself, that a faith conversation that pushed him to scream. Because before you say something with your mouth, you have thought of something. So it means he had a conversation and said, you know what, today's my day. Something is happening today. This guy is in the zone. I'm not letting him go. What the inward faith thoughts began to do, they propelled him to begin to speak. All right? So he then begins to shout and call for help. And he uses his voice and shouts out in with the voice of faith, I'm saying. This is how I wrote it here. He shouts to Christ, to the help, with the voice of faith, not being fazed by the negative voices around. And by negative voices, it might not be human beings. It might be, Derek Prince calls it, persons without bodies, which is demons. And evil spirits, they could be speaking, trying to distract you from the help that you are perceiving that it has arrived. His response to the word of life with Jesus really is, as the word came and said, call him, let him come here. The next thing we see, which is very interesting, I also tried to study why did he have, you know, with the Israel, they say when they were fasting, they would put on sackcloth. So the clothes that he was wearing signified something about his condition. But he perceived help, my help has come. He had a conversation with himself that I am coming out of this situation today. He has made up his mind. He screams for help not to miss me because I've made up my mind that I am coming out of this situation. It has been enough. I was born like this or how it came about, but it is enough now. Then help calls him. He responds to help. But the next thing that he does is the one that sets the man from the boys. He takes off the garment that represents his previous season. He had already made up his mind that my season has come. I am not that person anymore. He changes his garments, changes his robe like Joseph. He changes the clothes that represented his previous season, that represents his current situation of lack of sight. Yours could be representing, I don't know, lack of what. But he decides that this lack of sight today is over. All right? And then he begins to throw it on the floor as an act of faith. Just like Abraham. Abraham says something very interesting. Me and the lad are going yonder to worship and we are coming back. That is a voice of faith. He knew he was going to kill his son. He clearly also had conversations of faith with himself. That if God kills him, chances he will raise him up. Let's go anyway. But I'm coming back with this son. He probably had such a conversation with himself. But here's Bartimaeus. Back to Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus then puts, of course, his cloak. And we begin to see a visible move of faith in response to the request that he has already made. His request was like, have mercy on me. For someone who is blind, what would you really need? Obviously, we hear the conversation next. What must I do for you that I might have my sight? When you encounter help, you need to know your story. Ufunan, what do you want? Because some of us, help comes. And then I'm a billionaire. I'm willing to write a check. What do you want? You can't even articulate your problem. You know, I've got a problem. I'm tired of this problem. You need to know your problem and you need to be able to articulate it. When help says, what shall I do for you? what shall I do for you? It's the ask. It's the ask. It's what the Lord is asking us today. Help has come. What must I do for you? What's your problem? Where is the problem? Where is the issue? Where is the issue? Brother Broadwin, of course, last week they were sharing about work and so what? Where is the problem? Do you know the problem? Have you recognized? Have you identified the problem? When I ask you now, how must I help you? Will you tell me exactly how you need my help? Or you will just be meandering and not being sure of what? But Bartimaeus was very, very sure. Switzerland there. I can hear the yes. Bartimaeus was very sure. Was very sure of what he needs help with. Are you sure of what you need help with? If you have not put your thoughts together, just put it together. Faith must be specific. Faith must know exactly what it wants. Hallelujah. And then, of course, we see the power of God being made manifest right there. And this phenomenon, if you look at different stories, it seems to be a very interesting phenomenon that happens. You'd see the woman with the issue of blood. She said to herself, there's that speaking. What conversations are you having with yourself? You see also with her, she then decided, you know what? I'm going to come out of the house. I'm not supposed to be interacting with people, but I'm going to come out of this house. And then she saw help as well. She makes up her mind, I'm going for this help. Unlike Bartimaeus tried to get the attention of the help. She said, you know what? I'm not even going to try to get the attention of the help. I can see help. I'm going for it. She goes to help, grabs Jesus. She had made up her mind that as soon as I touch, it's like I can see her crawling until, it's like when she touched him, she's like, virtue is coming out of this guy. I know that this is a full package of help. So whatever I have need of, I don't know what her desire was with the issue of blood, whether the blood must subside or whatever, what exactly she needed. But by virtue of touching, she was able to get exactly what she needed. And had her answer, she received it immediately. And let me see, the amount of time that the issue has existed didn't faze her. I just said something there. Because some of us, the amount of time that the issue has existed makes us to wonder if God can. But with this story now of the woman of the issue of blood, the time they say she has spent her money, it has been years and years, that did not faze her. She recognized that help is here. It's like you are in a pit. It doesn't matter how deep it is. When you see that rope is coming to pull you out of this thing, you jump for that thing. It doesn't matter it's 6 feet, 20 feet, but as soon as you see the rope, it changes the whole story. So God has sent rope for us. Help has come. Hallelujah. And she, of course, took the risk, whatever risk was necessary at the time. I know what she was doing was, she could have probably been stoned or something, but she was willing to take that risk because help has come. When you recognize help, you don't play with help. You don't play with help. You don't play with help. And she made use of that opportunity, and power was available to heal her. Of course, the Bible speaks of many instances where the power of God was available to heal, but Jesus could not do much because the people in the zone did not recognize help for what it was. So I'm here to say to us this evening that our help has come. I don't know in what area do you need help. I don't know what areas of urgency. You don't even have to choose one. When help has come, you bring all of them. Don't say just this one. If you can, just this one. Bring all of them. Cast all your cares. Not some of your cares. Not partial cares. All of them. All of them. Know them down and then recognize that help has come and begin to speak. Of course, the voice of speak the language of faith. That is what I'm saying. Lastly. The one last example is the book of Genesis 50, verse 24 to 25. It's the story of Joseph. Listen to what Joseph says. Then Joseph says to the children of Israel, they were living a good life at the time in Egypt. Okay, remember Joseph was the forerunner. He created a good life for them before he dies. He says to them, then Joseph says, Genesis 50, 24 to 25. Then Joseph said to his brothers, I am about to die, but God will surely visit you. That is a man of faith. He's like, oh, I'm not going to go. No, it's fine. My time is up. But God will surely visit you. All right? And bring you up from this land to the land he has promised. He has promised. To the land he has promised. Then Joseph took the oath from the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and he shall carry you up. Please go back to the previous verse. Yeah, I was here. So, he says, Joseph said to the brethren, I'm dying, but God will surely visit you and bring you out of the land, this land, to the land to which he saw to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is a man of faith who knew that as much as we're having a good life, but this is not it. This must be good. This might be good. This is great. But we know there's a land God has promised us. There's a place God has promised us. Next verse. And then listen to what he says. A man who understands and begins to... Then Joseph took an oath from the children of Israel saying, he repeats it again, God is going to surely visit you guys, okay? And you shall carry up my bones from this place. He says to them, because I know that you are coming out of this place. Listen, that's a voice of faith. To say, when that day comes, because it's coming, it's not a far-fetched thought. Because I have experienced God, I remember him, he showed me the dream of the moon and the stars bowing, I got to eventually experience that. So I know that God who has said to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that such and such is going to happen, it's going to happen. But listen, please do me one favor. Because I know the land of milk and honey is here. It exists. It is, even if I had not seen it in my time. But I know it exists because God says it exists. When the day comes, I want to be in that land. It's not a far-fetched thought. I don't take God's word as something imaginary, something that you're playing with, or just as words of a story or a fiction. I know God said there is a land. I know God said we are going there. I know God said it to previous generations that these things are going to be so. So because of that, I know, as much as I might not be the one who's going to enter there, but I'm saying by virtue of my faith, take my bones there, because that land exists. That day is going to come. I don't know if it's going to be days after I die. I don't know if it's going to be months or years. But one thing that you must promise me, because the land exists, because I know the land exists, I know what God said is going to happen. When that time comes, make sure, please promise me, you are going to put me in that land. I want to be there. In that land, because God said the land exists, and therefore I know it exists, and when the time comes, I want to be part of that land. Hallelujah. I've just said a couple of things there, but Apostle, I'm not sure, do I hand over, just one item maybe of prayer, and then I can hand over, should I go? One thing that I'm just going to ask us to pray about, okay, we'll join them. Is that we are connecting the I am committed thing theme to what I'm saying. We're going to pray and declare, or I don't know, declare, pray, but this is the item, that we are committed to faith. We are committed to the walk of faith. That's the first prayer item that I want us to pray about. Because these people that I've just brought before your attention, they all demonstrated faith, and that is why they were able to get the results they got. They were committed. Listen to them. Guys, can you think about it, saying to your children, as you know, I'm going, but you are going to be wealthy, and you're going to live in, I don't know, Stain City. When that day comes, okay, we don't do it that way. Please just go and bury me in Stain City. Stain City is coming. I know it's coming. Like, that's the level of faith that you have, that I might not have experienced it, but because I know the one who said this thing, it's gonna happen. You have such a faith that you can live such a will to say, as I depart, one condition, make sure it's gonna happen. So these are people who are committed to faith. Shall we stand on our feet and pray that the Lord will make us people who are committed to faith, to the walk of faith. people who are committed to faith. That the just shall live by faith in the name of Jesus. Ramoshte kabahande de boya. Shimeka sande katala bahaya. Reme sande bario sende kataya. Shimeka tala bande boyasi. Rimaka sande le mekataya. Shimeka salama mande borosia. Shimekando oriamaka tala barastie. Riamasatana mahashole mehe. Father, in the name of Jesus, we have come, O God, as Gateway Church. Father, corporately and individually, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, today we decree and we declare, and Father, we declare that we are a people of faith in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare that, O God, in the name of Jesus, you would raise us up and cause us to be committed to the faith walk in the name of Jesus. Father, in spite of distractions, in spite of voices, in spite of anything that may try to make us people who are, oh God, of not of faith, Father, we declare that we are committed to faith. We are committed to the faith walk. We are committed, oh God, to go the long haul in the name of Jesus. We are committed to move things from the supernatural to the natural in the name of Jesus. We are committed. We are committed to see, oh God, the unseen and see it happening in our lifetime in the name of Jesus. We are a people of faith in the name of Jesus. Let faith rise within us. Let faith rise within us. Let faith rise within us in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare as Gateway, may we see the fruits of commitment to faith as individuals. May we see the fruit, oh God, of commitment to faith in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for increasing, oh God, our faith. Thank you for increasing our boldness in the name of Jesus to pursue that which you say we must pursue. Lord, to come out in faith like blind Bartimaeus in the name of Jesus, to come out in faith like the woman with the issue of blood. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you the glory. We give thank you for emboldening us in the name of Jesus. Thank you for bold faith, bold faith, bold faith, bold faith in the name of Jesus. Shakatabahaya rimastone mariaste shimastenea. Bold faith that moves mountains in the name of Jesus. Paste arialamante shemagazone bahaya in the name of Jesus. Ante raka adoste shanto senemea. Father, the kind of faith that is unbelievable in the name of Jesus. Father, bashtoye rimakatoya. Father, thank you for, oh God, causing us to be committed to this faith work in the name of Jesus. Ante, Father, we pray that, Lord, as we recognize that you have already sent help for us in the name of Jesus, to hold on to what you are saying in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare we will possess cities in the name of Jesus. We will possess what we have previously lost in the name of Jesus, by power, by the power of our faith in the name of Jesus. Oh, actually, by the power of the faith of God, by the power of the faith of Christ in the name of Jesus. Father, we take bold steps of faith in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for causing us to experience the manifestation of men and women who walk by faith. Father, we thank you for new records in our faith journals in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, may we begin to write of great things that the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done in the mighty name of Jesus. May we tell generations and generations after in the name of Jesus of our journey of faith, of the power of faith in the name of Jesus. Oh God, of the miracles and signs and wonders of faith in the name of Jesus. We are believers in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you that every unbelief in believers is, oh God, extinguished in the name of Jesus. We stand as believing Abraham in the name of Jesus. We stand like the father of faith who was able to believe you, oh God, though everything had turned and shown otherwise. But Father, we decree and declare that we are the people of faith. We are standing in faith in the name of Jesus. We are carrying our babies. We are carrying our Isaacs in the name of Jesus. We are carrying our Isaacs in the name of Jesus. Rama Shole Baha, She Atonde Eriaba, Ligme Sande Ea, Rastone Bahaya. In the name of Jesus, we are committed to faith. We are committed to faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for raising us up. In the name of Jesus, Mato Shalahaya, Jemekalabahaya, Je Ata Ayalahaya. Oh God, thank you for acceleration that comes by faith. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for elevation that comes by faith. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for, oh God, the divine interventions that come by faith. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for divine provision that comes by faith. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for salvations that come by faith. We thank you for deliverances that come by faith. We thank you for elevation, acceleration, and speed that comes by faith. We thank you for properties. We thank you for, oh God, everything that we need that comes by faith. Father, we thank you that we will point to things. You see this one, it came by faith. You see this one, it came by faith. You see this one, it came by faith. You see this one and that one, it came by faith. Father, thank you that we will be singing and rejoicing for the results of faith. In the name of Jesus, faith in the finished work of Calvary, faith in Jesus Christ, faith in the finished work of Calvary, faith in the finished work of Calvary, in the name of Jesus, faith in God, in the name of Jesus, the possessor of the heavens and the earth, faith in the possessor of the heavens and the earth, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, 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 that things begin to respond. In the name of Jesus, that previously did not respond. In the name of Jesus, thank you for help, Ebenezer. Thank you for help. Thank you for help. Thank you for help. Thank you for help. In the name of Jesus, in our businesses, help has come. In our careers, help. Help has come. In the name of Jesus, in our health, help has come. In the name of Jesus, Batashande, we are a people helped by God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Oh God, our name has changed. Father, we have taken on the old cloak, oh God, that spoke of our previous season. We are committed as the people of faith in the name of Jesus. Oh God, our name has changed. Those who have been helped by God. How did you get that car? I was helped by God. How did you get that house? I was helped by God. How did you get out of debt? I was helped by God. The people who have been helped by God. We are that people. In the name of Jesus. How did you move from this place to that place so quickly? I was helped by God. Thank you, Lord. Our help is here. In the name of Jesus. How did you move to that level? Tashante, helped by God. Thank you, Father, that we are helped by you. Oh God, in Jesus' name, everything, every area of our lives, we are experiencing the help of God. By faith, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Oh God, we live by faith. We live by faith, not by sight. In the name of Jesus, not by sight, Matashante, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Mata Shema, we plug into the power source in the name of Jesus of heaven today. In Jesus' name, we plug this house to the power source of heaven in the name of Jesus. Father, Pamashte Rimasolea. Oh God, the supernatural only. In the name of Jesus. Remasholehea. Shemakataya. Testimony after testimony after testimony of the goodness of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Rashalamante. O God Teshale. Shemosayalaha. In the name of Jesus. Oh Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. It is here. Thank you, Father. Our help is here. Help is here. Help is here. It was on the way, but now it is here. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are here, our great helper. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take our hand. Ah, Holy Spirit, open the mysteries. Open our eyes. In the name of Jesus. Like the Gehazi, whose eyes were blinded and not seeing, that help had arrived. Help was surrounding them. He did not see it. But Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that every blinded eye will be opened in Gateway Church, that we will see help. We will see angelic help in the name of angelic reinforcement in the name of Jesus. For your angels hearken to your word to perform it. So Father, we thank you for the performance of all that you have promised and declared in the name of Jesus. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah.
Oh, let's praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help is here. Help is here. Help is here. Glory to God. Praise the name of Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Lord. We receive it by faith.